the final tournament of the 21-22 wraparound season of the PGA Tour has concluded. Now all that's left is some icing on the cake, and boy, that's some sweet icing. We got the PGA Tour playoffs. We got the Tour Championship. I got Jay Randolph Jr. Proud to have him alongside. We're going to wrap up for you what has transpired and then take a look into the big money part of the PGA Tour season. So, Jay, let me begin. What are your thoughts on this 21-22 season?
Well, I think a couple of things. Obviously, I think Scheffler and the run he got on and the Masters victory stands out in a big way. I also think Justin Thomas getting back into the major championship winner circle at the PGA Championship. There's still stuff to be written. We're going to talk about this unique story with Tom, Joo Young Kim, who is 20 years old and has 10 worldwide victories. It's an ever-changing environment. And I guess the other thing that stands out is that Liv became real and bugs me every day, if you will, just because I don't think it's good for the professional game. I don't think it has any effect on Joe and Jill or Jack and Jill Golfer that go out and play on a Saturday afternoon. But I thought it was a very good year. And also, coinciding with that LIV situation, the dramatic demise of Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, all good points, Jay. I mean, I can't disagree with any of those. I think a huge portion of the season was saved by the final major of the year, the 150th playing of the Open Championship at St. Andrews. Yep. Tiger Woods, perhaps in all reality, going over the Swoken Bridge for the last time. I agree with you about Scheffler. Certainly dominated in the early going. And I don't want to be, I told you so, but shows together we did 10 years ago, Jay, listening to some of those. And I said, be wary of the Asian players. They're going to be coming, and they're going to be coming in numbers. And the reasons, it's pretty simple, Jay, and you know that. There are a lot of them. A massive population, but their work ethic. I mean, 7-8 hours a day, 7 days a week is like nothing for them.
I mean, you look at this young man, and we're going to hear from him in a little bit. He becomes the ninth Korean player to win on the PGA Tour, and that number may double within 2 or 3 years. That might get to 20 within 2 or 3 years. His dad's a golf pro. He's got 2 wins on the Asian Tour, 2 wins on the Korean Tour. What happened was he got in the Scottish Open by virtue of where he was on the list on the Asian Tour. And he gets in there. He finishes solo third at the Genesis Scottish Open the week before the British. He was in the British, or that got him in the British, and he then finishes tied for 47th. And at that moment, he became eligible for special temporary membership. This kid's 20. I mean, he finished tied for 23rd in the U.S. Open this year. Bob, you did preach it. They're coming, and they're coming young. I mean, the second youngest to win a PGA Tour event, first was Jordan Spieth. So, it's on. It's coming.
Yeah, it is. And why don't we give a listen right now to Tom Kim. He adopted the nickname Tom. Certainly makes him popular. But here's what he had to say.
It's crazy. I mean, I've never won a golf tournament starting with a quad. I played great this week. It was hard to stay in the moment in the final round, just knowing that I was so close, but I just never let my guard down until I hold that putt on 18. I told myself from the start of the week, just have fun, enjoy it. Like, you got your card already, just enjoy every single moment of it and just have fun and just not get too intense about it. It took so much pressure off. You know, I think that's why I was able to rebound so nicely after the quadruple bogey. I've expected so much of myself, and so does my team. You know, we expect the highest, and, you know, this is just a start for me, and I still have so much I want to accomplish, and this is just, you know, this is how I tell my manager, we bought the car, we just need to drive it, so hopefully I just keep pushing that pedal.
Well, he's 20 years old, but at least he didn't rush it, Jay. He waited till he was 15 to turn pro.
I mean this in all sincerity. When you hear Tom talk, he speaks very, obviously very well. And that can be a huge part of one's success or one's popularity here in the United States with a guy who can speak, you know, perfect English. I mean, I think that's fascinating. You know, he was born in South Korea. Their family moved to China. Then he spent 7 years in Australia where he learned that English, but it doesn't sound like he learned Australian English. I mean,
better, you know, English than I have.
Absolutely. He had already wrapped up his tour card after the seventh place finish at the Rocket Mortgage. I mean, you know, he'd really been under the radar. People should have been going, look at this guy, what he's done since the Scottish Open. But, you know, now you've got it, and it crushes me to say, but I knew a guy that was going to get to play in the three or four Korn Ferry Tour finals, try and get his card for the PGA Tour. Because this guy won, it changed everything and moved points and all that stuff. He misses out. But, you know, all they'd say, play better.
Well, we wish him well, and we're going to be very interested to see where his career goes. Good golly, 20 years old. He does certainly seem to be a fun-living guy. Well, next on the schedule, Jay, first playoff event, the FedEx St. Jude Championship, 125 in the field. At the moment, all the big boys are going to be putting the peg in the ground.
The best of the best for the year on the PGA Tour, the top 125. Cam Smith, Cam Young, been one of the hottest players. Scheffler, who had the lead for so long, Cantlay, Rory off the dramatics at the British Open, Tony Finau, who he be now, who he is the winner of the last two times he teed it up. Shoffley's always there, JT, Spieth, John Rahm, and I forgot to mention, Bob, when you asked me about the season, John Rahm not really contending in any of the four majors was a big surprise for me. Heck, Sam Burns could win this thing and maybe turn the whole player of the year around. So there's a lot that's coming the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Ricky Fowler, he made it in at the 125 number. Well, there's big golf other than professional golf on the horizon. The U.S. Amateur Championship starts next week. And, Jay, I know at one point in your career, you were a pretty accomplished stick. Did you ever try to get in the U.S. Amateur? And if so, did you have any good results?
Came close one time, missed by two, probably tried to qualify five times and really only had the one good opportunity. It's the creme de la creme of the amateur scene and the world amateur scene nowadays. Historic Ridgewood Country Club and Arcola Country Club and bowling area, Paramus, New Jersey, they're the host clubs. You got 312 players. All these players have a handicap index of 2.4 or less. They got 7,750 entries. And already had 63 players. That's a big number. 63 that were already exempt from prior finishes or recognition from teams or different things like that. It's always a fantastic event. And those final two that get in that final match, not bad to have. If you finish second, you're going to get an invitation to the Masters.
Yeah, I think that's pretty amazing, Jay. I didn't win the U.S. Amateur, but guess what? I'm going down Magnolia Lane, a pretty good prize. Well, that's it for this week. We're going to be back next week to look at the top 70 players who made it through to the next playoff tournament, the BMW Championship, and all the rest of the current news in the golf world. Stuff expected to be coming from Liv. We'll bring you up to date as soon as that comes on the surface.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.